Amos chapter 5. Listen to this word which I take up against you, even a loud cry, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen, she will rise no more. She is forsaken upon her land, there is no one to raise her up. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. The city that went out by 1,000 will leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 will leave 10, to the house of Israel. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says to the house of Israel, seek me, and you shall live. But do not seek Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and do not pass to Beersheba, because Gilgal will surely go into captivity, and Bethel will come to nothing. Seek the Lord Jehovah, and you will live. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth. Seek him who makes the seven stars, constellation Pleiades, and Orion, and turns the shadow of death into the morning, and makes the day dark with night. Who calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord Jehovah is his name. Who strengthens the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled will come against the fortress. They hate him who rebukes in the gate, and they despise him who speaks uprightly. Since therefore is your treading as upon the poor, and you take from him burdens of wheat. You have built houses of carved stone, but you will not live in them, you have planted pleasant vineyards, but you will not drink wine from them. Because I know your many sins and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent will keep silence in the time, because it is an evil time. Seek good, and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, multitudes, will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gates, it may be that the Lord Jehovah, God of hosts, armies, multitudes, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, multitudes, the Lord, says this. Wailing will be in all streets, and they will say in all the highways, alas! Alas! And they will call the gardener to mourning, and those who are skillful of loud cries to bitter tears. And in all vineyards will be crying, because I will pass through you, says the Lord Jehovah. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord Jehovah! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord Jehovah is darkness, and not light. As if a man fled from a lion, and a bear met him. Or went into the house, and leaned his hand on the wall, and a snake bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord Jehovah be darkness, and not light? Even very dark, and no brightness in it. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take away from me the noise of your songs, because I will not hear the melody of your musical instruments. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered to me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But you have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chiun your images, the star of your God, which you made to yourselves. Therefore I will cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord Jehovah, whose name is the God of hosts, armies, multitudes.